Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Michael Swain. He covers the Jayhawks for 24/7 Sports. Michael, man, happy to have you back on the show today.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Let's just start with this. How did this agreement come together? You know, usually this is the game that would happen at a neutral site. This game would be at the Barclays Center, or this game would be in Vegas, kind of like Kansas and Duke coming up in a couple of weeks. How did this agreement come together to get North Carolina to come to Allen Fieldhouse?
Yeah, well, so that's a great question. This is something that Bill Self hit on a little bit yesterday, and I think there are two parts to this. Self and KU have been all about scheduling hard games, right? Like playing UConn last year is not a game that you see very often, and maybe eventually we'll see KU go play in stores. But, you know, Bill Self has not been afraid of having these types of games. And I think his willingness to make this a home and home, and you got to give, you know, Hubert Davis credit too for being willing to do this, where now as we get into a new age of college athletics and revenue sharing being an important thing, these schools have to find out ways to get as much revenue as possible. And so I think you will, to your point on the open, see more schools do stuff like this, because KU is going to make a good amount of money from this game, and it's going to really drive some revenue. And guess what? Next year, North Carolina is going to get the return game, and they're going to make a lot of money off of it. And a lot of these decisions now are going to come down to the bottom line. And so this was scheduled, I think, over a year ago, before a lot of this revenue sharing stuff came about, and it was more about getting two historic programs together to go play on each other's floors, and both coaches were okay with it. And it's definitely going to be, maybe surreal. I think it's a really cool thing that you can see this in college basketball, right? You see it a little bit in college football, but even then they're trending towards having those, you know, Clemson, Georgia type of games at neutral sites. The fact that you can see North Carolina and Kansas play in Lawrence and then play in Chapel Hill next year, it's a really cool thing. And so I think it's something that you're going to see a lot more of now that revenue in the bottom line is becoming so much more critical in college athletics.
Michael, do we know if Roy Williams is going to be there tonight?
No, he will not be. He said he actually gave a really interesting quote about it. He said he doesn't want to be there and clap when the other team scores. So obviously insinuating he'd be clapping if North Carolina scores while sitting in Allen Fieldhouse. So he will not be. I believe Larry Brown was expected to be there. I've not heard officially if he's in Lawrence today yet.
So I was just curious because, I mean, just this game, it's kind of difficult to escape sort of his shadow that's over the game. It'd have been cool if he had did like a Donna Kelsey split jersey kind of thing and had the KU North Carolina thing. That's what I was hoping we were going to get today.
I would kill to see Roy Williams with a hoodie on underneath wearing a split, like a basketball jersey. That'd be incredible. But you're right. Like, and you look at these two programs, and they're so much intertwined. Like, you go Dean Smith, Larry Brown, Roy Williams. Like, there's so much history intertwined. And you look at the two coaches now, and it's Bill Self, who doesn't have anything to do with North Carolina, and Hubert Davis, who has nothing to do with Kansas. And so it's just a different era now of this matchup, where maybe we do see these two teams play a little bit more frequently than we have, where really the last, 10, 12 years has really just been NCAA tournament and then maybe the off MTE type of Thanksgiving tournament. So I think this is the type of game now that the head coaches don't necessarily have skin in it with the other school, that maybe you'll see this a little bit more often, where it isn't such an emotional game or such an emotionally tied game for the two head coaches with the other schools. So it is interesting. Obviously, I'm bummed that, Roy Williams not be there, because I think it would have been really cool to see him there and obviously get the reception from the Allen Fieldhouse fans again.
So I was at the UConn game last year. I would have gone to the game tonight, but it was at 6, and it just it's hard to kind of make that, you know, with given where our show ends. What are you expecting tonight, and are there going to be any surprises? Like, I've been to a lot of Allen Fieldhouse games. That game just felt different, and it was really a who's who was there. Sue Bird was there. Jason Sudeikis there. It was a real everybody who was everybody was at the KU and UConn game last year. This is a equally as big game. What kind of special thing does KU have planned today?
Well, so first and foremost, right, this is going to be the first real true game since these renovations have been completed. You know, even walk into the press conference yesterday, that there's some new stuff that's been put in since the Howard game earlier this week on Monday. So, like, the renovations, even though they've been completed to get games in, like, this is going to be the first full thing where you're going to see the new, you know, the new video boards, obviously, but, like, the new sound system and the lights and the atmosphere. And it's going to be the first real taste of what this new renovated Allen Fieldhouse is going to feel like. And as for special guests, I have not heard of any yet, but outside of, I think, Larry Brown being one, that in terms of the North Carolina ties will be there. And in terms of celebrities, I don't know yet. I guess we'll probably have to see who will get shown on the Jumbotron when the game starts.
Right now we're talking.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Michael Swain, he's with 24/7 Sports, covers the Jayhawks, getting you ready for their game coming up later today against North Carolina. All right, let's talk about the on-the-court Kansas Jayhawks. I haven't watched them yet. I wasn't watching on Monday night to watch them play Howard. I will watch every dribble today. I wasn't watching them play the Howard Bison. I'm sorry, Michael. I know you had to watch them. I didn't have to watch them on Monday. But I am excited to watch them today. How is KU different than they were last year? That team didn't have a whole lot of depth last year, but Bill Self, they went out there and loaded up in the portal. They got their NIL money together, and this is drastically a new team than last season.
Yeah, it is. And look, you mentioned being at the UConn game last year. Well, KU basically played six guys. You know, Johnny Furphy played, was the only bench player to play more than 10 minutes. This will be very different, and I am expecting KU to go 8-9 deep in this game. And a lot of that's just due to the recruiting that's happened. You know, I will have to see what the starting lineup looks like. Maybe Zeke Mayo will start instead of David Coit this time. But you look at what was coming off the bench against Howard. It's Zeke Mayo, the Summit League Player of the Year. It was A.J. Storr, a second-team All-Big Ten player last year. It's Florey Badunga, a five-star McDonald's All-American. Those are the guys coming off the bench. And you look back to last year and it's like Nick Timberlake from Towson, you know, Parker Brown from Santa Clara. Like, it's a very different feel coming off the bench for KU. And I think this team's going to have the chance to throw a lot of issues at other teams. And you look at what North Carolina brings with their guards and RJ Davis and what he does. They're going to really test what KU has. And this is going to be a really good, you know, benchmark for guys like Zeke Mayo and you know, David Coit, because those two guys have played at lower levels of college basketball and they haven't played against the elite of the elite in terms of the skill and athleticism that guards like North Carolina's have. So it's going to be a really interesting game to see how some of those guys fare defensively, because for so long, right, Bill Self has been he coaches up the defense and the offense can kind of be what it is at points. This year, this is a high powered offensive team, and it's going to take some defensive coaching up from Self. And so we're really going to see where some of these newcomers are, because we know what to expect from DeJuan Harris and KJ Adams. And at this point in time, you know what Hunter Dickinson is defensively. You're not changing that. But can guys like, you know, Coit, Zeke Mayo, can AJ Storr buy in on the defensive end? What does Rylan Griffin bring you defensively? Those are the guys at a game like tonight. We're going to learn a lot about where they're at. And that's what's really exciting about these games, you know, coming so early in the season. This isn't another bye game where, you know, walking in the stadium, you know, KU's going to win by 25 tonight. Like, this is a game where I think the spread's at like 7.5. I think this is going to be around that number, maybe a little closer. Like, I think this is going to be a really great game.
Yeah, I guess you and I are probably closer than I'm now about to paint it. I think KU wins like 82-70. This just feels like a game that's close for the first 35 minutes. KU hits a couple of big shots. The crowd kind of takes over. KU ices this with free throws, and they win. We already know how difficult it is to win in that building. I'm sitting here looking at StubHub right now. The cheapest ticket they have on StubHub right now is $291. So we're talking about Allen is going to be, I mean, this is next level kind of KU energy. There's not a college basketball team in the last 20 years I think would go into that building tonight and be competitive.
No, so, and that's a good point. So I was listening to a podcast, North Carolina podcast, with Joel Berry, who obviously played there, and he talked a lot about going into some of the big atmospheres in college basketball and how important it is to try and treat it like any other game. That's going to be really hard to do if you're North Carolina or even if you're Kansas, right? You know, that's something that some of the guys talked about yesterday, was the fact that as they're going to practice and as they're walking around Allen Fieldhouse to get to the locker room, like, they see students sitting out. And that's different for guys that were, you know, Northern Illinois or Alabama. And so it's going to feel like a big game. And I think the team that is able to deal with that the best is going to win. And I got to give UConn credit last year, because they battled and they really did a great job of not letting that atmosphere get to them. And obviously we'll have to see how North Carolina deals with it, because you're right, this is an arena that when it gets on top of you, it's really hard to get from under it, especially when the other team is really, really talented like this year's team is.
A couple of final questions here. We're talking to Michael Swain. He covers the Kansas Jayhawks for 24/7 Sports. They got a big game coming up later today against North Carolina. Hunter Dickinson, I know he didn't play in the exhibition game against Arkansas. How is he? He healthy? He good? What's Hunter Dickinson's status for today?
Yeah, he'll be able to play. He was able to go against Howard on Monday. It still looked like he was getting his feet under him a little bit, just in terms of the practices that he missed and some of the conditioning, just running up and down the floor. So he'll be good to go. KU will be without Shaquille Moore. He's someone that transferred from Mississippi State. He's going to be a key part of this rotation. A great guard, really good defensively, downhill player. He's going to miss out with a foot injury. He had a stress fracture back in August, and he's close to being back, but he's had a couple setbacks here, and so they're kind of taking their time with him to make sure that he's good to go for the most part of the season.
Michael, give me a key for a Jayhawks win today. Tell me how North Carolina keeps this game close and puts themselves in a position to pull off the upset.
Yeah, this is the game for Carolina where they got to come out and just jack threes and hope it's one of those games, right? You've seen it before now, if you go to us, where teams come in and all of a sudden they start shooting out of their minds. Like, that's the type of game Carolina has to have. And with the way KU's going to play this year, there are going to be games where they miss shots. And there's going to be games where, you know, they shoot 20% from three and they lose because they just didn't make shots. And so I think that, you know, for Carolina, they're going to have to shoot a lot of threes, make them, hope KU misses them. For KU, I think it comes down to defense, right? Can those guards I mentioned earlier, can those guys come out and slow down Cadeau, Trimble, RJ Davis, those guys? And if they're able to do that, I don't know that Carolina has the front court players to go toe-to-toe with the Hunter Dickinson or the athleticism that KJ Adams has and the questions he can pose. So I think for KU, it's going to come down to defense. Can KU slow down those Carolina guards? And if they do, they got a great shot at winning this game.
Last thing here, Michael, RJ Davis, you just mentioned him, great guard for North Carolina. He is definitely on the, I can't believe that guy is still in college. Who's that player for you? Now, I know everybody makes the same Perry Ellis jokes, but there was definitely a guy that was in school and you were like, bro, I know you have to be done with your 4 years. How are you still playing college basketball?
Yeah, well, look, for me right now, I think it's DeJuan. You know, looking at what he's been able to do in his college career, it's incredible. He still has years left. Man, I'm trying to think back when I was in college. No, I can't think off the top of my head. But, yeah, DeJuan is just one where you look at what he's done and what he's accomplished as a starting point guard. It's incredible that we're in the year 2024, soon to be 2025, and DeJuan Harris is still playing college basketball.
Yeah, DeJuan. Now, DeJuan's not on that list for me yet. Next year, 100%. Next year, he's going to be 24 years old and turn 25 over the course of the season. So I'm not there with DeJuan Harris yet, but next year, absolutely.
Yeah, oh, this is DeJuan's last year. This is the last ride for him. So
okay.
This is the COVID year, so he'll be wrapping up, and we're almost done with the COVID year. So I think some of these extra long players might be. Oh, here's one, Brady Manek. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, Brady Manek playing at Oklahoma, and then all of a sudden he's at Carolina playing the title game. That was a sight to behold.
I'll give you last one here, Michael, and I'll get you out of here. You have to put Caleb Love in this conversation. He absolutely, bro. Just go to the NBA, please.
That's hilarious. And guess what? KU's going to play Caleb Love this year, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
In Arizona, so they're going to see him again.
That is Michael Swain joining us on the show today. KU has a game against North Carolina coming up later today. Michael, man, I would tell you good luck, but it's a KU home game. They don't need it.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. That is Michael Swain joining us on the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.